in my early life, music was my passion, my obsession, and I really was involved in music festivals in my hometown in the north of England. These were festivals, music festivals with the BBC, and I was quite successful there, and I used to go round when I was 16 to working men's clubs in the north of England and play music in these clubs. I was still at school. And then in university, I had a band, and that was, yeah, good. And then I was on a university exchange where I had a work visa for USA, for Zex Monaten, and the US student had a work permit for England for 6 months. And there I met a professional band in Denver, Colorado, and we had a small hit. But then it was interesting. I had my first experience of touring a bit, the music industry itself, and I wasn't sure if this was really me anymore. I was maybe too young, a little bit insecure. And then many big things happened. My father died, my Vater war ist gestorben in England, and my Mutter war allein, and I came back to England in my very early 20s, and I thought, no, this music thing, right, there's no money, you need a job, your father has died, he worked all his life, and you are playing around, trying to pretend you're a pop singer. And so in the end, I found, ich habe eine neue Leidenschaft gefunden, und das war Journalismus. And ich war mit the Times newspaper in London, the Times Zeitung, and they made me their Umwelt correspondent. And this was again a new passion. So in the 1990s, Umwelt was, a neue Thema for viele Leute. And it was exciting to discover Umwelt and what it meant for the future of humanity. So in a sense, I put my music career either on pause, or I just thought that was something for a young person. You have to get a proper job. You have to do something different. I was lucky that journalism came. But how did I rediscover it? I lived in Nairobi in Kenya for 13 years, working for the Umwelt program for UNO. I was like director for communication and the Sprecher. And then I was asked to come to Bonn in North Rhine-Westphalia to be the director for communication and the Sprecher for the Klima Secretariat, the UNO Klima Secretariat, and to help maybe get this important Paris Agreement. And suddenly there was music around me in Bonn, and people wanted me to come and play a little. And suddenly I thought maybe I'd pick up my guitar again. And then something else happened. Theater Bonn had ein neuer Projekt gemacht, the Save the World Festival. And sie hat Künstler und Künstlerin und Expert, zum Beispiel ich, working with artists to create a new perspective on Klimawandel and Umwelt problems. Through the lens, through the perspective of the art, the Kunst. And I met Bernadette Lehengst, the Deutsche singer, musikerin, Theater Spielerin. I met her in Bonn with this project, and she said, hey, Nick, why don't you do some backing vocals with my band? And this was like the door opened, and I suddenly could see that maybe the music career could return, but in an older person with a new, a different Anderer's perspective, Alsine teenager. So that was what happened.